Welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. My name is Sally Harrison, and I'm the CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Today, we're in the University of Phoenix podcast studio, and joining me is today's guest is Indian.
Hi, Sally. How you doing?
I'm good. Indian, who just goes by Indian. Nobody knows him by anything other than that.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Bono.
Cher.
No, don't you share him. Bono. Or one of those dudes, I guess.
Yeah. Indian, you have a little history now in Mesa, even though you are from the East Coast. You brought the Mesa Music Festival here, what, 3 years ago?
No, this is year number five.
Five?
This is five, yeah.
Five?
I know.
Wow. Well, yeah. It just continues to get bigger and better every year. It's been a lot of fun. Talk about kind of what your vision was when you came here 5 years ago now and where we're at today.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And why did you choose Mesa?
That's the number one question. I always say, why not? I actually love the place. It's a great city. You know, everybody here has been very welcoming and very helpful in helping produce this. You know, I discovered Mesa because I was doing another event, and our team has been wanting to do something out west. Uh-huh. Like we do one of these back in New Jersey. And when we came to Mesa, and I, you know, I was driving through downtown, I had that click moment. I said, this is where it needs to be. And so I started working with, you know, folks like yourself and the Chamber and, you know, Milano's Music and, you know, Visit Mesa and the City of Mesa. And we decided, you know, it would be a great place to do an emerging artist festival. And so the first year was brilliant. You know, it was really, really cool. And so it's always has its challenges. But it's every year it's been getting bigger and better, like you said. And it's turning into something really, really neat. You know, the bands really look forward to it. And you know, the feedback I get from most of the bands is that, you know, they really get to, you know, connect with other people and, you know, make connections with industry professionals and that sort of thing. And it's been working out nicely.
So what are the dates for this year's music festival?
It is the October 16th through the 18th, I believe.
Of October?
Of November. I'm getting them mixed up with the film festival that maybe we'll talk about later, but... yeah, it's the third weekend of November.
Okay.
And it's the Thursday is usually just industry stuff, and then Friday and Saturday are the bands.
And how many bands do you anticipate this year? Because I know you've had a lot in the past.
Yeah, we're right around like the 250, 260.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. It's really neat. And they come from everywhere. I mean, it's like when I hear the stories of somebody driving 3,000 miles to play, you know, play this thing, it really excites me.
And didn't you have international bands last year? Didn't you have somebody from out of the country?
Oh, yeah. So every year we get, I mean, like, we have them from, like, Ghana and Japan. And, I mean, it's really amazing. Sometimes I can't believe it. You know, it's, you got a guy from Argentina or somebody from...
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Are a handful of these bands returning bands every year?
Yeah, we have a lot of repeat offenders, you know, you know, they come and it's like, then they contact us like right after, like a month after the event. They're like, hey, can you make sure we get on for next year? And I'm like, we'll do what we can. But yeah, we do get a lot of musicians that want to come back.
That's, you know? Great.
Yeah. Which, you know,
that's great. Well, we come down every year for the festival, and it's different every year. You know, it's got a different vibe. Yeah. It's been, frankly, really great weather, except I think for maybe one evening.
Right. Well, the first year, that was like kind of like a bummer because like the first year we did have quite a bit of rain, actually, and it never rains in Arizona. But of course, on our first one, we had to have some. It was challenging, and, you know, it's never perfect. It never will be. But, you know, as long as you, like, just try to make the experiences enjoyable for as many people as possible, that's all you can wish for.
We watched people standing in the rain, dancing and enjoying the music. It didn't seem to affect them.
Well, yeah, those are for the diehards, you know what I mean? It's always great to see people do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was younger. I don't know if I can do it anymore. I was one of those who didn't care if it was raining or snowing or whatever.
But it's the kind of people you draw, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because, you know, especially when you're talking to people and they start asking, oh, what's the demo and this and that, and it's like, you look
everyone.
Around.
Everyone.
Right. It's like, I like to use the 8 to 80, right? Like, mm-hmm. you'll see like, you know, grandparents walking around with, like, young ones, and it's interesting.
It's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know you had some sponsors over the last few years.
Never enough.
Well, and so, you know, how can people get involved if they want to be a part of the event?
Well, you know,
you have a website they can go to?
Yeah, of course we have the, you know, MesaMusicFest.com or MesaMusicFestival.com. They both go to the same place. Obviously, with partners like the Chamber, you can reach mm-hmm. out to
sure.
to the Chamber directly. It's you always need to make more money to make it better. You need to make it better to get more money to make things happen. But it's working out. You know, obviously we can always use more help. And mm-hmm. We're always
do you need volunteers?
That as well. You know, the best thing I always say about our event, which truly makes it one of a kind, is not so much that the concert, the music aspect of it is free, but all aspects of it is free. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, conference-y, which I don't like the word, and that's why I don't use it, but conference-y festival type events. But they all have fees, and you know, thanks to our sponsors, mm-hmm. the whole thing is absolutely free. It's 100% free. So
well, it's been fun to go in and out of the little pop-ups that you have. I mean, yeah. we've seen big bands on Main Street, and then one or two person, you know, in a coffee shop.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I really like about Mesa. When the first year we did our event, you know, because lack of venues and, you know, a lot of these types of events do require pop-up venues just because of the sheer amount of bands. But it's always cool when, you know, another business owner walks into one of the businesses where something's happening and says, hey, how can I be part of this?
Right.
We always try to figure out a way, you know, so like if there's somebody who wants to come on board and, you know, they're a car dealer, they're not a venue, we'll figure out a way to make it happen.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So this year, you have another announcement. You're bringing something new to Mesa.
Yeah.
Talk about the Mesa International Film Festival.
Yeah, it's really exciting because I've always been a fan, and, you know, I've gone to a lot of them, and I always wondered what it would be like to do one. And
so let's try it out.
Yeah, you know, and so a couple of people approached me about it, and they, you know, they said, hey, you know, you should add this and you should add that. And, you know, I didn't want to do it the same weekend because it would just be,
sure.
It's just too much to handle.
Well, it's kind of two separate things.
Yeah. You know, but there are other ones that are music and film festivals, but, you know, I just said, you know, I'll do it a month before. And, you know, so it's funny because we were going to do the Mesa Film Festival. And so when we did the call for submissions, I started realizing that the films were coming in from everywhere. And I'm like, Australia, you know, South Africa, Israel, all these places. I'm like, I don't know. And again, it's my first one, so I didn't know, you know, I said, I might want to call this international because I was getting a lot of international submissions. And
That's awesome.
We got some really, really great films from everywhere. And we have about 30 countries represented, and about in between 80 and 100 films. We're still like on the fence on a couple of them. But it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. And, you know, we're going to have a welcoming party the Thursday before. And then there's going to be a lot of networking and a couple of like independent filmmakers.
And the date of the film festival is the October 18th through 20th.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is primarily all in downtown Mesa?
Yeah. So we'll have four screens at the Mesa Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll have a lot of events over at the Mesa Delta Hotel, which is adjacent, and throughout downtown we have another three or four screens. You know, Benedictine mm-hmm. University with is, you know, we're gonna have a couple screens there. The Art Space, Jared's Coffee and Tea. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, again, we're trying to make it like the film and the music festival, where we engage as many of the downtown businesses as possible. Mm-hmm. And get them involved. You know, maybe they're not going to host a screen, but they might be able to host a mixer or a networking event.
Sure.
So we're always looking to get as many people involved downtown.
Well, we're excited about it. I think you've done a lot for somebody who's not from our community. You've done a lot for Mesa, and I know behalf of the chamber, we're excited about it. You know, it's nice to see activation and something different.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I got to be totally honest. You know, it's not a bad place to be, especially in the winter months. I live in New Jersey, so I think that might be a bit of the reason as well. But we love everybody here. Everybody's been so welcoming, and it's been a very humbling experience to see how people take care of somebody like me, who's not a local boy.
Well, we appreciate it. So I would assume same for the music and the film festival. If they want to get involved, anybody out there has interest, they could reach out through the website to touch base with you.
We have a partnership with the chamber, and reach out to Sally or Bob or anybody at the chamber and let them know that you want to get involved, and we'll make it happen.
Sounds good. Indian, we really appreciate you being here, but when you're back in town again, let's talk about some updates maybe.
Cool, definitely. I'll probably be down in the next couple of weeks. So.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you for being here today, Indian, and joining us today on the Inside Business Podcast. You can find all of our episodes on the Inside Business Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org.